The Youth Workforce Fund is a part of the City Foundation's three-year, $100 million global Pathways to Progress initiative.
City Foundation spokeswoman Robin Wolfgang says for the second time, SAYES has been selected for this grant because it's well-established and continues producing results. City Foundation is a global organization. It awarded only nine cities the grants. SAYES Executive Director David Rust says the Youth Workforce Fund is a key end to its pipeline, supporting Buffalo public and charter school students on the college scholarships who are seeking a career path. The first round of funding allowed more than 50 SAYES students to be placed in internships at 43 workplaces. Erie County Court Judge Susan Egan had two interns.
But I think we had them both thoroughly hooked on a career in the law.
21-year-old John Michelle Jr. is a senior at SUNY Buffalo State. He was a graduate of Buffalo Performing Arts School. After interning with Judge Egan, he decided he wants to be a lawyer and took his LSATs last weekend.
What intrigues you about the law?
I, especially with like our political climate that we have now, I am very big on like the school-to-prison pipeline, the injustices that prisoners face in criminal justice field in a whole, and I just want to be able to aid those who may not have the best resources in the legal field to help represent them.
19-year-old Madeline Little is a Hutch Tech graduate. She's in her third year at SUNY Fredonia and is a journalism major. She completed an internship at SAYES and learned how to make publications.
And I actually put out my third publication this month, and I'm hoping for many more. I'm actually improving it this semester because of what I've learned. I'm ahead of the game in class.
Both students remarked SAYES scholarship funding has provided them an opportunity to attend college and now head toward desired careers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.